Hello! Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Welcome to our Word and Prayer Mother Edition. Yan. Ayan. So, indeed, God is faithful and in His faithfulness, we are here and we celebrate His love. So, sige po, i-welcome natin ang bawat isa at i-welcome din natin ang ating mga mothers about to celebrate Mother's Day on Sunday. So, sige po, ma, ate, mga kananayan, can you start introducing yourselves one at a time? Let's start from Ate Pauline.
Hi po, good evening po sa lahat. I'm Ate Pauline and ako ay mommy ng tatlong mga anak na malalaki na. Praise God for my children. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day too. Thank you. And next is Ate Marie.
Hi, hello po. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Ate Marie Igual. So, I'm also a mother of children. At sa lahat po ng mga nanay, happy Mother's Day po sa inyong lahat.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. Ayan, siguro masaya-masaya ang mga anak mo na nakita ka nila dito. Ayan, so shout out sa mga Igual kids. And last but not the least, no, our soon-to-be district mentor, Ate Tess, can you greet them?
Yan, magandang gabi po sa ating lahat, mga mommies, mga mudra, doon ang mga pangalan, no, sa mga kabataan, mga time. Magandang gabi po. Ako po ay mother of two. Yung isa po ay college na at ang isa po ay high school. At advance, happy Mother's Day po sa mga nanay. Ayan. Magandang gabi po ulit.
Yes, para mga kapatid lang ang mga anak. Alright, thank you mga mommies. Welcome to you all. And shout out sa mga kasama nating mga life group leaders dyan. Kahit mga nanay-nay, talagang masisipag pa din na maglingkod sa Panginoon, reaching out to many. Yan. So, sa Sunday, huwag po kayong mawawala sa ating mentors and leaders, no? Mga ladies, celebrate natin ang Mother's Day together. So, with that, at i-welcome natin, of course, ang Holy Spirit, ang kanyang leading sa atin ngayon. Hihilingan natin si Ate Marie to open us in prayer and asking the Holy Spirit to be our leader and our speaker tonight. Ate Marie, pwede po pa-open sa prayer.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Tunay nga, Panginoon. Ito po ang aming patuloy, Panginoon, na wini-welcome sa aming kalagitnaan sa gabing ito. Manguna ka po, Panginoon, sa amin, sa lahat po ng nakakonek ngayon, Lord. Patuloy nga na ang lahat, Panginoon, ay pagkaroon, Panginoon, ng patuloy, Panginoon, ng sa puso nila ay ikaw ay maranasan, Panginoon. Amen. Kaya po, Panginoon, we welcome you sa aming kalagitnaan at patuloy na maranasan namin, Panginoon, ang patuloy na pagkilos ng Banal na Espiritu ngayong gabi. Salamat po, Panginoon, itong aming panalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. So I know, ladies, mommies, kasama namin kayo sa journey dito sa Word and Prayer. Noong month of April ay pinag-usapan natin ang about fresh and fruitful. Yan. So paano nga ba manatiling sariwa at mabunga? Yun. So I believe marami tayong natutunan at patuloy pang hinahakbangan. Amen. Ngayon, papasok tayo sa panibagong serya natin. It's about stewardship. Yun. Narinig ko na ba yung word na stewardship? Yan. So sa Tagalog ay pagiging mabuting katiwala. So sa buong month of May ay pagbubulayan po natin ang patungkol sa pagiging mabuting katiwala at anong sinasabi ng Panginoon mula sa kanyang mga salita para lakaran po natin ang katotohanan na ito. We will proceed na sa ating discussion sa ating new series, okay? So, ang ating pong series sa month of May is all about stewardship. Ayan. At sa gabing ito, titingnan natin yung mga biblical principles in stewardship. Okay, so thank you for sharing your time, mga kapatid, in answering the icebreaker. So, biblical stewardship, Ayan. Ano nga ba ang sinasabi ng Biblia patungkol sa pagiging katiwala? Sabi ni C.S. Lewis, every faculty you have, your power of thinking or of moving your limbs from moment to moment is given you by God. If you devoted every moment of your whole life exclusively to His service, you could not give Him anything that was not, in a sense, His own already. So makita natin dito, sabi ni C.S. Lewis, everything that we have, lahat ng meron tayo, mula sa ating isip, sa ating kilos, sa ating galaw, ay bigay pala ito ng Diyos. At sabi doon, kung sa araw-araw ay talagang ginagamit po natin ito para sa kanyang kaharian at paglilingkod, talagang masasabi natin na wala talaga tayong pagmamayari sa ating para sa ating sarili, kundi ang lahat ay para sa Kanya at pag-aari ng Panginoon. So this is about stewardship. Ayan. Tayo lamang po ay katiwala. Tayo po ay pinagkatiwalaan ng lahat. So when it talks about lahat, all that we are and all that we have. So isipin nyo na mga mommy, mga ate, mga kapamilya na nandito sa ating word and prayer tonight, ano ba ang lahat sa iyo? Yan. So of course, yung buhay natin, yung oras, yung talento, yung lakas, yung lahat, pera, damit, everything, no? Ay bigay ng Diyos at ito ay para lamang po sa atin na mga katiwala niya. Wala po tayong pagmamayari. So when we talk about stewardship, minsan kinukoin natin siya sa budgeting, no? Lalo na yung mga nanay, pagka nakuha na yung paycheck or kaya meron tayong kinita mula sa ating pagtitinda, iniisip na natin, ang pagiging mabuting katiwala ng mga kinita ko, ayusin ko na to, tatarihin ko na. Pero mayroong pang masigit doon. Hindi lang ito pagsasaayos ng pera o ng kinita, kundi ang lahat sa atin, oras, talino, lakas, at pagkakataon ay aayusin natin dahil ito'y pahiram lang ng Panginoon. May apat na bagay para makita natin, maunawaan natin ano ang stewardship o anong pagiging katiwala ayon sa Biblia. Number one, the principle of ownership. Ayan. So, four basic principles of stewardship. Number one, ownership. The psalmist, no, in chapter 24, nag-umpisa siya at ang sinabi niya, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. So, makita natin dito yung expanse, yung lawak at sakop ng pagmamay-ari ng Panginoon. Anong pagmamay-ari ng Diyos? Sabi niya, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Kasama tayo doon. The world and all who live in it. So, isang lang sa pagkalikha ng Diyos, sa lahat, no, sa katauhan ng buong mundo, makita natin that God owns everything. Sa Kanya nagmula ang lahat. At wala tayong pagmamayari. Ang ganda nung babalikan natin yung mga readings natin sa Deuteronomy chapter 8. Ang sabi niya dito sa verse 17, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. Ba? Ang ganda nung mga paliwanag na iyan. And then the reminder sa atin sa verse 18, remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. So, dito makita natin na lahat, maging ang ating kaisipan, ang ating mga talento, yung abilidad, no, ay galing pa rin sa Panginoon. So, ito, unang prinsipyo ng stewardship, pagiging katiwala, na tayo ay walang pagmamay-ari sa mundong ito. Maging ang buhay natin, ang oras natin ay hindi natin pagmamay-ari. Ito ay galing sa Panginoon at siya lang ang nagmamay-ari ng lahat ng ito. Therefore, principle number two comes in. And this is the principle of responsibility. Ito naman ang magiging tugon natin. Binigay ng Diyos ang lahat, no? Ang creation, ang mundo. He created good things, no, and perfect things in the days of creation for us to enjoy everything. Pero still, He owns everything. At ano naman ang ating bahagi? To become responsible. In particular, yung responsibility na ito ay sa larangan ng pagtatrabaho. Ayan. This is our responsibility. Not just to enjoy the things that God had given us, but also makita rin po natin yung opportunity natin na maparami ito, maalagaan ito sa pamamagitan ng work. Kaya kanina yung icebreaker natin, what do you enjoy the most in your work, in your study? So, kinikilala natin yung work, yung study, yung time, and everything galing sa Panginoon, bigay ng Diyos. At dahil bigay niya ito sa akin, pinagkatiwala niya ito sa akin, not only I enjoy it, but I work in it, I take care of it. Ayan. Yan ang mga paalala po sa atin, no? Makita po natin sa ating slide. So, minsan iniisip natin, what are my rights? Ano bang karapatan ko? Karapatan ko na gamitin ng oras? Anong karapatan ko sa aking katawan? Anong karapatan ko sa aking talento? Anong karapatan ko sa aking pera? Pero yun pala, hindi ko pala ito pera, hindi ko pala ito talento, hindi ko pala ito oras. Ito ibigay ng Diyos. Kung hindi, hindi ako magpo-focus dun sa rights ko, kung hindi magpo-focus ako dun sa what is my responsibility over money, over time, over my body, over my strength and everything. So what is my responsibility? Not just to enjoy, but to make it worthwhile and higit sa lahat, developing. Okay, number three principle is the principle of accountability. Yan. So darating ang araw, ang panahon na tayo'y haharap sa ating Creator, sa ating maestro, sa ating Panginoon. At ang pagharap natin na yon sa Kanya is a day of reporting, a day of accountability, a day where we can report everything that we have done, no? Using our body, using our time, talents, and even the relationships sa pinagkatiwala niya sa atin. So lahat ito ay ire-report natin sa Panginoon. Kaya makita po natin ito sa Parable of the Talents. So meron lang akong isang short video clip dito para mas maunawaan natin ano yung tinuro mismo ni Jesus about the Parable of the Talents and the principle of accountability. So panoorin po natin itong short video clip ng Parable of the Talents.
Once upon a time, there was a man about to go on a journey. This is a story Jesus told called a parable. This man had three servants. Before he left for his trip, he called them to watch over his money. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold.
Ah.
To another, he gave 2 bags.
Yahoo!
And to another, he gave 1 bag.
Woohoo!
After he did this, the master left on his journey. The man who'd received 5 bags of gold immediately put his money to work, gaining 5 more. The one with 2 bags did the same and gained 2 more. But the man who'd received the 1 bag of gold left, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master returned to collect his money. The man who had received 5 bags of gold returned his gold first.
Master, you've entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. I've gained 5 more.
Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. Now, I will put you in charge of many things.
The man who was given 2 bags came next.
Master, you've entrusted me with 2 bags of gold, and I've gained 2 more.
Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. Now, I will put you in charge of many things.
Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came.
Master, I was afraid I'd disappoint you, so I buried your gold. Here it is back.
You wicked and lazy servant. You should have put my money in the bank so I'd at least get interest back.
Huh?
I'm sorry, my servant, but you are fired. We have no use for you here. As I've said before, whoever is faithful with a little will be trusted with a lot. You were not faithful with a little, so I cannot trust you anymore.
This was the parable of the bags of gold. We must all be faithful with what God has given us, because it all belongs to Him. If you do that, you will surely be blessed. And being blessed by God is the greatest it can get. The end.
Amen. So being blessed by God is the greatest treasure that could ever get. Amen. In this life. So like the servants in the parable of the talents, we will be called to give an account of how we administered everything He had given to us. Mga kapatid, yung binigay ng Diyos sa atin ay kayamanan ng Diyos. Kayamanan niya iyon. So, harap tayo sa Kanya para ipagsulit ang papaano, how we administered all these gifts, talents, no, and abilities na binigay ng Panginoon. Even the things, no, kasama dito ang money, kasama dito ang opportunities natin to study and to work. Lahat po ito ay we will give an account to Him, as He is the rightful owner of everything. So nakita na po natin, God is the owner. No, I am the servant. I am the steward of everything God gives me. Merong 5, merong 2, merong 1. So ang focus natin ay kung ano yung binigay ng Lord sa atin. So we don't compare, we don't compete. No, we just treasure everything that God had given us, and it is meant to be used faithfully and fruitfully. So, yeah, darating yung araw na magiging accountable tayo sa lahat ng ito. Mayroon talagang final reporting. At sana nga, marinig natin yung tinig ng Panginoon na sasabihin niya sa atin, well done, good and faithful servant. Siguro that's the highest calling, and that's the highest recognition that we could ever get, no, in our life forever. And that is hearing from the Lord saying to us, well done, good and faithful servant. So we have the principles of ownership, responsibility, accountability, and the last is the principle of reward. Ayan. So ang Diyos ay mabait. Hindi siya nagbibigay lamang para may magamit tayo or umira lang buhay natin, kundi nagbibigay din siya ng mga rewards, ng mga prizes. So tignan natin in Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Ang sabi niya, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. So, makita po natin yung mga principles na ito. Ang lahat pala ng binigay, lahat pala ng meron ako ay bigay lang ng Diyos. At yung palang binigay niya sa akin ay dapat palang ipaglingkod ko iyon sa Kanya. Sa mga susunod na Wednesdays, titignan natin specifically how can we really steward our time? How can we become a good steward of the talents and even the body or the temple that God had blessed us with? Pero ang lundo pala ng ito, ng reward ng Panginoon, ang qualification pala niya in giving the rewards is kung lahat ng ito ay ginamit natin to serve Him, to glorify Him. Yan. And ang sabi nga niya sa Matthew 25:21, His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Alam niyo daw po, when we die, no, and live in eternity with the Lord, we will not stay in heaven forever. There will be a new earth and a new heaven. Gagawa ang Diyos ng bagong earth at ang bagong heaven. At doon niya tayo ilalagay at pamamahalain niya ang mga mabubuti, matapat, at mabungang mga servants doon sa new heaven and new earth na yon. And it's gonna be forever. Yan. Nung bata-bata ako, medyo nag-iisip ako dahil I really love teaching, I really love children. Sabi ko, ano kaya yung gusto kong reward when it comes to eternity. Sabi ko, Lord, gusto kong maging Minister of Education. Yon, para gusto ko ako maghahawak ng Ministry of Education. That was when I was small and younger pa in faith. Pero ngayon, iba na. Yon. So, anyway, nasa Diyos po ang pagpapasya. Pero that's the exciting thing that we can look forward, mga kapatid. Our life here on earth is just a time of stewardship, a time of making the things that God had given to us fruitful at para sa kanyang kaluwalhatian. So, yan po yung apat na principles ngayong gabi na ito sa pagbubukas natin ng bagong series natin about stewardship. So, tingnan po natin yung summary. Ang sabi po dyan, the four principles of biblical stewardship is number one, ownership. God is the owner. I do not own anything. I do not own even my life, my relationships. Lahat ito pagmamay-ari ng Panginoon. Number two, responsibility. I am a working steward. Kailangan nagtatrabaho. Kailangan nag-i-enjoy sa trabaho. At minsan nag-i-endure, pero ang dulo ng lahat ng ito, I work in it with everything God had given to me to enjoy and to be faithful and fruitful servant. Number three, accountability. I need to be prepared, to be ready for the day of accountability. Meron pong illustration nung bata ako, nag-start pa lang ako sa pag-follow ko sa Lord. Hindi ko makakalimutan ang sabi ng Sunday school teacher ko, pagdating daw po natin sa langit, ay mayroon daw pong movie house doon. At yung movie house na yon, ipapakita doon yung life ko. And right before my watching of my life is God beside me. And everything daw po doon sa movie na yon, ipapakita lahat ng ginawa ko in the past, present, and future. Not only in public, but in private. Wow! So, that served as the turning point in my life. I think I was only 9 years old, 10, nung nanarinig ko yung illustration na yun. Nadarating pala yung time, napapanoorin ko yung buong buhay ko sa malaking screen doon sa langit. At ang kasama kong manonood doon ay ang Panginoon. And every beat of my heart, every motivation, lahat po iyon ay ipapakita sa akin. At doon ako nagsimula na sabihin ko, Lord, sinabi ko sa Panginoon, tulungan niyo po ako na talagang mabuhay ako ng maayos sa iyong harapan. At kung may tinuturo ka sa akin, ay maridim mo iyon sa akin. Because I want to see my life the way you created it to be. So there will be a day of accountability. Kaya nga po in the last days, no, or pagdating po natin doon, merong judgment day, and there will be weeping at malaking pagsisisi, at meron din namang rejoicing dahil there will be great surprise and celebration of God's faithfulness. Kaya ngayon, mga kapatid, pwede nating pagdesisyonan. Are we going to be in the group of weeping? Or are we in the group of rejoicing during the day of accountability? So lahat ay pwedeng ma-redeem, lahat ay pwedeng maayos sa tulong at biyaya ng Panginoon because we are His stewards. And number four, yun nga, reward, purihin ng Panginoon. He is our generous God. Hindi lang niya tayo i-reward dun sa langit. Every single day, mayroong reward ang Panginoon at mayroong siyang mga surprises. Purihin ng Panginoon. So, tonight we will be praying, responding to the message of the Lord. How are you walking as a steward of the Lord? Para po sa mga matagal na lumalakad sa followership in Jesus, how do you see the things, no, na meron po kayo sa inyong buhay? Kasama dito mga relationships. How do you see these things? Mga kapatid, these are not ours. Pwede po bang i-relinquish natin ito sa Panginoon at sabihin natin sa Panginoon, Lord, all my days, all my life are yours, and even the things that you have given me are all yours. I relinquish and I declare, you own my life, you own everything I have, and you own everything that I will have in the future. And number two, let us pray. If there our sins in our lives na hindi tayo naging faithful, hindi tayo naging mabuting katiwala sa mga binigay ng Panginoon sa atin. Maraming natapon na pera, maraming nasayang na kalusugan, maraming na-break na relationships because we are not good stewards of this. Let us ask God to forgive us and cleanse us. And number three, let us be ready. Lord, I want to be ready. Starting today, I'm going to be pure before you. For the day of accountability, Lord, hindi ako mahihiya. And I want to hear you say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. And thank you for your reward every single day as I serve you because you are the great boss ever. With that, manalangin po tayo in commitment to this word that we have shared. Father, we thank you that you have given us your word tonight. Sa pagbubukas po namin ng buwan ng Mayo, Lord, and seeking your word to becoming good stewards of everything na ipinagkaloob mo sa amin at ipagkakaloob mo pa. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon, makita mo kami that we are walking in humility, declaring, Lord, that you own everything at wala kaming pagmamayari dito. Our hands will be open to your time, to your treasures, to everything, Lord. Tatanggap po kami bilang mga mabubuti mong katiwala. Patawarin niyo po kami for there were times, Lord, na hindi kami naging faithful. Nagsayang kami ng pera, nagsayang kami ng panahon, at ang mga kalusugan namin ay nagsasuffer, ang relationship ay nabibreak because we are not good stewards. Lord, forgive us. And tonight, Lord, we pray that you will teach us, O God, to be good and faithful stewards of everything, the greatest riches that you have given to us. And Lord, I pray even, O God, that we will look forward for the day of accountability. At sana yung day of accountability na yon, Lord, sa pagharap namin sa'yo, it will not be a day of terror, kundi it be a day of rejoicing. A day that we will hear you say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. God, thank you. And each day, Lord, dumaraan kami sa hirap. Pero sabi mo, mag-serve kami sa iyo, magkaloob kami sa iyo ng buhay namin, ng oras namin, ng lahat ipaglilingkod namin sa iyo. And you are the great rewarder of everything that we do for you. Surprise niyo po kami, Panginoon, every day. And we just want to say thank you, dear God, because you are our great boss who supplies all our needs. Thank you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Mga kapatid, lakaran po natin ang mga katotohanan na ito, becoming good stewards of the Lord.